Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Help of God series is Do You Really Believe? And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 14 and verse 11. And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. I was to speak on an entirely different thing with a different anchor scripture, but the Spirit of God wants some other message passed this morning. In our scripture, as Asa came face to face with his enemy, he did the only thing that he knew could guarantee him some form of safety and assurance. He called to God. When we come face to face with danger, and that is immediate danger, we do not beat about the bush. We call on the most appropriate agency for help at that time, the most qualified to help, the one who we are sure will come to our aid speedily. We do that because we are face to face with danger. There is no time to make random guesses. We go straight to the one we know can deliver results. Asa went straight to God. Why? Because he knew and believed that God was who he said he was. There is someone who has been listening in from the start of this series. You have mentally assented to all the episodes, but somehow your heart does not still believe that God can come in and help you in your situation. Your heart seems to still be dancing between self-help and surrendering a particular matter to God. In fact, as the Holy Spirit puts it, you don't believe that you can get help in your predicament simply by calling on God. If you are that person, please allow me to show you something in Jeremiah 29:13. That scripture shows us that God is available to be found by anyone, but only if that person seeks him with all of his heart. In the face of danger, Asa's focus was fixed. It wasn't a choice between God and a neighboring army. It was God alone with his own prerogative to use any methods he liked. To that listener who God is speaking to today, please believe that he can help you, and he will help you the moment that it is registered in the spiritual that all your heart is looking to him for help. May the grace you need to seek God with all of your heart be released to you. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. We ask for grace to really see you as our source of help. Not a mental assent kind of belief, but a belief deep down in our hearts. Please help us. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.